Welcome to everyone listening. Thank you for joining us for this episode of My Horse Heart. Today, I have Andrea Elalouf joining me from Toronto. I've known Andrea for many years, as we both grew up in Montreal. So much has happened since beginning our friendship in our mid-teens, and I'm very lucky that we have remained friends throughout so many big life changes. Andrea has always inspired me with her attitudes and perspectives, and others seem to naturally gravitate towards her. I've also seen her stand with tremendous grace in some very difficult situations. I'm so happy you agreed to do this interview, Andrea. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be able to chat with you.
Me too. Yeah. So for those who don't know you, would you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're up to in your present life?
Sure. So I live in Toronto. I'm, you know, born in Montreal, born and raised. I've been here for a few years, and I guess my passion is the arts and culture. So I'm a communications manager and publicist in the arts, and I've had the amazing pleasure and honor of like just following my passion over the last year, few years, and working in theater, and now. For a documentary cinema and festival in Toronto, and just getting to promote people's visions and beautiful work of art. And I feel very privileged to do so.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so I would say that's what I do professionally. It takes up a lot of my who I am, I would say. Yeah, nice. That's one thing.
Yeah. So I've done my best to describe what having a horse heart means to me through my blog and various posts. Mm-hmm. What would you say having a horse heart, or just living by your heart, means to you?
Yeah, for sure. I think I think I've agreed like with the different things, the ways you've mentioned what it means. I think it's definitely just following, being who you are as much as you can. Following your passions, staying true to yourself, and being as in touch with who you are as much as possible, even if that means being vulnerable or scared or whatever, however scary those different emotions are, and just following your gut and your instincts, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
And have you had some of those moments where it's been really scary to follow what's passionate to you?
I wouldn't say scary. I would say that was always been who I was. I was always someone who like just looked around the world and said like, what do I find interesting and intriguing? And, for sure those things are often scary. They put you outside your comfort zone, but I always navigated towards those things and wanting to be in a part of them in any way I could. And so, it always felt like I was on the right track.
That's really lucky.
So, yeah, I acknowledge that that is not the experience of a lot of people. But I've had, you know, I've had a lot of friends and family and just people around me that have sort of accepted that. And I feel very privileged that I've never had to, like, follow someone else's passions or dreams or anything like that for me. You know, I think I've had that opportunity, and that's, I keep on doing that every day. I keep on looking for opportunities to like, to follow that, whether it's professionally or personally. But yeah, it's definitely not easy.
Yeah. What do you find not easy?
I think it's harder. Actually, I find it harder in like the day-to-day moments, like, you know, faced with like a personal, like a relationship or, a decision, or even just interacting with different people, how are you able to like step back and look and like listen to your inner voice and say in that moment, is that something I want to do or not? You know, we all have different reasons for wanting to do things. And sometimes, you know, I want to please a lot of people, or like, you know, I think I have the capacity to do something when maybe I don't. And so professionally, like I find the bigger life decisions easier. Then sometimes just like the micro day-to-day, like, you know, asking myself, do I feel comfortable with this? Is this something that's going to make me feel good or bad? Like those little moments in dealing with, I find so much more difficult.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we don't give ourselves the space, I think, to often to listen to our hearts. Yeah.
So how do you make the space to listen to your heart?
It's an ongoing process.
Yeah, for sure.
I do multiple things. I spend a lot of time alone, even though I have a busy life, but a lot of those things that keep me busy, I do by myself, by choice. So I go to a lot of movies and shows and walks and sometimes traveling, just things on my own. And I've built, I think it's important to build your home space, to be very comforting. And I love spending time in my apartment. I just spend a lot of time just making it as cozy as possible and feeling like it's that safe space for me. I go to a therapist, which is super helpful. I've been going to see a therapist since I was 16 on and off, and I can't recommend it enough for those who have the ability to do so, because it's not accessible to everybody. But even if you can a little bit, there are ways to do it. And I think just being able to check in with someone once in a while to give you some objectivity is really helpful.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And someone who keeps tabs on you in a way. It's nice. Just all they care about is you. There's no ulterior motive. There's because sometimes you don't want to burden your friends or your partners or whoever with all the little things.
And it can be really hard for people in your life, friends or partners or family, to be completely objective, because they have this other relationship with you, and it takes a lot of skill, and sometimes it's just totally impossible to separate that much.
Yeah, and you have to also think, where are they coming from when they give you advice,
Totally.
So you have to pick and choose, what you share with certain people, because you might know what reaction they're going to have.
Yeah.
You're like, yes, I know that. I do meditate sometimes. I don't have as much time as I would like to, or I don't carve out as much time for it, but I would say just art has been such a great gift for me, just being able to look at other people's experiences and emotions and just how they navigate their own identities has been such a good mirror to me in my life. I think the main one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love hearing how proactive you are at doing things to help the challenging parts of following your heart, actively taking the time to yourself and actively speaking to someone who's going to be helpful to you. That's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's, again, I feel very lucky that I have that drive, because it's not easy to come by. I have been times in my life where, I've kind of let the external forces take over, and then you have to, you have to reach a certain rock bottom or, place to where you go, okay, oh, I've gone too far.
Yeah.
To realize that you need to be there for yourself, and nobody else can do that for you.
I think it takes a lot of connectivity to your own heart to even realize that.
Yeah, I think I don't, I, that's, I'm going to keep on thinking of it that way, because I don't often think of it as my heart, and I think that would help.
Yeah.
I think I just keep on going, and then I'm like, okay, check in time.
Yeah, I think that's so important.
Yeah.
So what or who has inspired you along the way?
So many different people. I guess my main one is my mom, who passed away a few years ago. But she was very... she was very driven and very artistic, and had some mental health issues, but it was always very she always fought and was very strong and was convinced that she could kind of keep going and was in love with art and everything around her, just endlessly curious. And so I would say for sure, I think she got me onto the path I am now. I also, my dad is very has so much wisdom and strength for people around him. So I take that from him. And I think my professional drive from him as well. just my family, I would say in general. I'm very lucky to have very supportive extended family. Like on my dad's side, we're like, you know, 20 or so. And I get to, I've one of the hardest things about not being in Toronto, not being in Montreal is seeing them regularly. And they're an incredible source of strength and support, like no matter what. And my friends, like people like you, Carm, like who I've again been incredibly lucky to have a solid group of friends in different, you know, groups, but many for over 10 to 15 years and who I stay in touch with like super regularly. Like, I think that's what keeps me sane. I don't know about you, but like just, I have weekly phone calls with several people who don't live in town anymore. And like, when I feel like maybe I'm not, I need some advice, like I jump on the phone to talk to my friends right away because that's my first instinct. And I think that's helped me in so many different ways, like just to pick up the phone and like, don't stay by yourself. Don't like spend time or like overthinking things. And that is my first thing I do. So just my friends who are all incredibly creative and smart and sensitive people and vulnerable, because I tend to navigate towards people who are vulnerable as well. because I'm not interested in like fake small talk and things like that. So
I mean, that's part of the reason that I love doing these interviews, because they're conversations I would love to have with people anyway.
Yeah, and exactly.
Yeah.
This is totally what we would be talking about on the phone.
Yeah, and thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, so my friends and family, I would say, and then for sure I've had like mentors and again I look to art and artists and who give me a sort of outside perspective all the time. Yeah.
That sounds like a really great network for you.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah, and I feel super privileged to have met your mom. And I didn't know her very well, but I'm really glad that I have some memories with her as well. And your family is wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad you met her too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to like keep her memory around for sure. Yeah. Through people who knew her. Yeah.
Yeah. So if we went back in time 10 years, could you have imagined your life right now?
Oh, 10 years. Okay. Would have been, oh yeah. So I'd have still been in school. I don't think I could have imagined myself being in Toronto or like just the way my career has taken off like pretty quickly. But in a way, like I was always following what I was interested in. Like I'm working in a field that was what I studied, like happened to that many people. So I don't know. I don't tend to be one of those people that like visualizes 10 years down the line. Like a lot of people are like, what do you want to do in 5 to 10 years? I'm like, I don't know. Like I kind of just know that I'm following things in the day to day and that, I trust that that's going to take me to good places. So I think I put my trust in an area that I was like, okay, I want to do this. But at the time it was just cause I was like interested in movies and art. I was like, this is what I want to study. Cause it sounds interesting right now. I didn't know what that was going to turn into, but yeah. So in a way, no, because, like I couldn't imagine myself living in Toronto by myself, like away from my family and all these things. But in another way, it just feels like it's all been exactly what it's meant to be.
I really like that answer, because I think there's so much expectation that people put on their future. And if you're able to just sit in the day-to-day reality and trusting that what you're doing is what you're supposed to be doing, it like you're talking about the vulnerability piece, being comfortable and feeling vulnerable in certain situations, and actually maybe even all the time, because in our life there's an element of vulnerability that's always existing, because we're you know, these beings that eventually die and eventually have, you know, things come up, and we never know exactly where our life's going to take us. So to be comfortable with that and just let things flow, that takes a lot of wisdom and bravery.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. Again, I'm lucky that I didn't feel like I had other pressures. But at the same time, my family was very hardworking, and they take careers seriously. Like we're all very accomplished and stuff. So like, I think there was that drive that was good for sure. Like, yeah. But yeah, it's always felt good. Like it's always felt like, I started working at a theater box office because I was like, that would be cool. And then I ended up, you know, doing PR for two different amazing theater companies for years. Like, who would have thought that? Because I was like, I like working at a box office.
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, there's like other things at play for sure. But yeah. Yeah, it's a nice feeling. Like, I don't know how you feel about it, but like, just knowing that things are okay and you don't have to worry too much about that future piece.
Yeah, I try.
Not to worry about in the day-to-day.
I try my best. I can't say that I always accomplish that, but, you know, hearing what you're saying and learning from other people, it helps me get there.
Right. I would say you did a lot of that too.
Like I stepped into it, but it's challenging.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm constantly kind of working against some of my natural instincts. Yeah,
but I feel like you have like a trust of a larger thing happening.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and I really worked on creating that because it hasn't been innate, you know.
Yeah.
But it's so wonderful hearing about your experience because it's really it comes across that there's this underlying courage and confidence that is supported by your family and by your community and it's nice that you've been able to embody that and actually transform it into living by your heart.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way. That's such a nice thing. I'm gonna take that with me.
Good, I'm glad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's important to like do things like this that like make you step outside yourself for a minute and be like, oh yeah, take a moment to tap yourself on the back, because I don't do that very often.
Well, I think it's worth it, especially hearing what you're up to and knowing you myself. Definitely take that time.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, it's hard to stay confident or to like embrace that confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you feel about
it. Yeah, I really, for sure. So before we wrap up today, is there anything that you'd like to say to our listeners?
Oh my gosh. Carmen's the best. I think, you know, I'm not a horse person. I think you know that.
Yeah.
But I like have been learning about everything that's so powerful and everything behind them is just so it's been so interesting every time I've come up to the farm and like we've done the horse tarot.
Yeah, so Andrew is referring to The Way of the Horse, which is written by Linda Kohanov, and the illustrations are Kim McElroy. If anyone's interested in checking that out, it's amazing.
Yes, it was. thank you so much for talking to me and an excuse for us to have one of our conversations. And I hope you all continue reading Carmen's amazing journey. Yeah.
I'm so grateful that you took the time to talk to me today, too.
Oh my gosh. Anytime.
And thank you to everyone who's listening. Till next time on My Horse Heart.